It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and you are about to enjoy the Ross Ask Ross segment, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com.
So freaking good.
Guess who's here today serving lunch?
409tailgateclub.com. Unbelievable.
Ross, I've counted three naps already, and we're not even out of the show yet. So that tells you how good the food is.
Ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and whatever that hash cheese stuff.
Cheesy hash browns.
Oh, my gosh.
And I
want to liquefy that stuff and inject it into my veins.
He's working on his recipe for that. My suggestion was a little bit of your rub in there and some jalapenos to give it a kick.
No, I love you just the way you are.
No, from last time to this time, we added that for this time. So that was it. So anyway, we've got your questions. Thank you for submitting them. Go to our app, Keystone Sports. Hit the Ask Ross tab. Ask your question. And if you are deemed to have the best question of the week, you will receive a tailgate box courtesy of the guys at 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various rubs, sauces, and a tailgate with honor apron. Ross, you weren't here last week, so we had to kind of skip over some because they were for you. Are you ready?
I am ready. I love this segment.
All right. First question comes from Logan. He says, hey, Ross, in your brilliant mind, what is more important, game film or the combine results for a guy? For a guy like Deshaun Hamilton, who may not test all that well, but when you watch his film, he's productive and did a lot of things well. Does the combine results make or break a player like him? I just wanted to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
No, the combine results don't make or break a player like him. They have some value. I would argue very little. The most important aspect of it is the medical and how healthy the guy is. Secondly is the interviews and what kind of guy is he, especially his football character. Like, how much does he really love it? They all say that. You got to talk to the people and find out how much they love it. The athletic stuff, and we'll talk about this in the next segment because we're doing a combine preview, combine discussion, what's most important to all the Penn State guys that are there. But I always get so confused by this. Like, if a guy runs a lot faster 40 time at the combine than you thought he would, is that good or bad? Because it means that he doesn't run as fast when you're actually watching him play football. If a guy runs a lot slower than you're thinking, is that good or bad? You know what I mean? I mean, I think they, in general, want the numbers to be up. But all that matters is what the guys do on the field. And there is absolutely such a thing as on-field speed. There are guys that I am just convinced – when they're on the grass with the lights on, with the helmet and shoulder pads on, they're just faster. And other guys are – look, there is not a single stance where you're really getting in a four-point stance like that.
Right.
Like those guys are for track. Right. You don't start any play like that, right? And if you look at football, the first 5 to 10 yards, by far the most important, especially the first 5 yards, by far the most important. I can tell you right now, for offensive linemen, they almost only look at the 10-yard split. How fast does he get somewhere? Because that's what
that's what
matters.
You need.
And really every position, D-line, I'm much more – 10 yards, he's not going that much further to try to get the quarterback usually.
Right.
Same with a linebacker. I mean, it matters. But especially if you're a linebacker with a good 10 and you're able to identify things quickly, like that reminds – that's like Brandon Smith.
Okay? Your guy.
I'm sure he doesn't have a great 40. I don't care. Watch when he identifies what's happening and watch how fast his 5 to 10 yards was.
So, Ross, the combine is really about discovery. I mean, about it, the medical check, the interviews. Like, last year at this time, there was a pretty good indication that Reuben Foster could go off the reservation at any moment when he tried to beat up that hospital worker, and it's been nothing but downhill since. And the pro day can kind of fact check all the physical stuff, but I think it's the exposure they get to talking to the athletes that really helps.
And I think, to your point, Bob, I think it really only matters if it's somewhere outside of the range of what they thought. Like if a guy is way bigger or way smaller or way faster or way slower, then they'll go back and look at the tape and say, did we see this wrong?
Yeah. Small hands and quarterbacks. Keep an alert for that. Small hands and quarterbacks.
All right, let's keep it moving. This question comes from Saad in Doha, Qatar. I'm not joking.
I think it's Qatar, isn't it?
Is it Qatar? I thought it was Qatar.
No, I think it's Qatar.
It's Qatar.
That's all right. Let's go with Cutter.
Either way, we're going to.
You might know. You're the international military man.
I've been there.
Let's ask.
Well, then you would know.
I thought it was Cutter, but
it's unbelievable, by the way, that I just stuffed my face with 409 Tailgate Club. I'm sitting here with jeans and sneakers on, and some guy from
Doha,
Qatar or Cutter.
Cutter
is calling. This is unbelievable. I love this.
He says, "Greetings. I really love your show and follow it continually on the app. Keep up the excellent work. I'm a longtime fan." From Doha.
By the way, I got to say something real quick.
Yes.
There's no way he's winning because there's no way they're paying for the shipping to Qatar. There's no way.
Got my engineering degree at Penn State in 1991 and live in my home country. Do you think it's very tempting for both Stevens and Moorhead to get Stevens to move to Mississippi State? I just wanted your view. Best regards. Thanks.
That's an interesting question,
yeah.
Especially if he were to graduate, which I think he's on track to.
In the spring, yes.
Yeah. That's an interesting question. The only issue there is that Mississippi State has a very good, very popular quarterback.
Injured
late in the season. But if you're Tommy Stevens and you're going to transfer, would you really take that chance?
But you could end up in the same situation.
Yeah,
you're
why
in
would
now.
You do that?
It's lateral.
If you're Tommy Stevens, you go somewhere where, let's be honest, he's not going to go somewhere unless they guarantee him he's going to start.
He's going to start. Yeah.
So you almost have to. You're going to have to go to a lesser program.
Or
probably.
Or yeah. Rutgers.
That's a lesser program.
Well, yeah, but it's also in the Big
Ten.
Well,
tennis. Theoretically, Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, like theoretically,
yeah. Especially if the Patterson thing doesn't
and
work
what
out.
Happens right? is Jim Harbaugh, whoever, they can talk to his high school coach. They can. And they can act like they're talking about some high school kid and say, hey, just so you know, if your old guy, if he ever came, if he ever wanted to come here, he would start here right away. We'll see. It's going to be – it's to me, the most interesting part of this season.
Off season. Yeah.
The one thing I just want to add to that is Penn State fans love Joe Moorhead and what he did at Penn State. If Stevens would go to Mississippi State, that might change. I don't know if Joe cares about that.
I don't think
that,
Joe cares.
I think that would
yeah.
care. I think that would change a lot as far as Penn State's fan base and Joe Moorhead, that relationship.
Here's the other thing too, okay? Like if you're Tommy Stevens and you can't go there for spring ball, are you sure you're going to have that good of a season?
Right.
Like, are you sure? I don't know when he'd be able to go over the summer, maybe. Yeah. But are you sure you can catch up enough to have a good enough season that it will outweigh getting a chance to stay here and playing that 1 year or McSorley getting hurt? So it's a really interesting conversation. It is.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Rog segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. Check out their website. And if you have the opportunity, eat their food because it's really, really good. All right, let's keep it moving. Your questions, his answers. This is the Ask Ross segment. Mike in Atlanta. You talk about players watching tape of their next opponent. Since you were a lineman, what does a lineman's tape consist of? Will the tape vary significantly by position? Do different teams handle the tape that they watch in a different way?
Yeah, and I would say, where's that guy from?
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay.
I would say that it also varies from player to player.
Yeah,
different guys like to watch different things. Some guys are really into the X's and O's part of it and the scheme and really want to have a good sense of what the other team's doing. I never really worried about that as much. I guess the coaches put so much emphasis on that part of it. I was always really wanting to know what his best moves were.
Mm-hmm.
In obvious passing downs, right? So I would look at the whole reel of third and long, okay? Mm. And so, and especially third and long straight rush, not when it was a blitz, because I wanted to see what's his favorite, like Kimo von Ohlhofen, it was a inside club. Richard Seymour, his best was probably a one-hand stab. Like you want to know what that is because you want to be A, ready for that, and B, I always felt like the only way you really look stupid is if you let a guy beat you with his best move. Like, you got to know that. You got to make him beat you. It's like a baseball pitcher or whatever. Like, make him beat you with his second best pitch.
Right.
You know, or his third best pitch. You know, I think quarterbacks look more at the scheme stuff, but they also look a little bit at, you know, personnel in the secondary. I think receivers look a lot at what a guy does well, anything they can find, weaknesses. D linemen are going to look and they're going to be like, Tucker really struggles with an inside rush. He stinks, or Tucker's way too slow to be playing tackle. I'm just going around the edge on this guy. Those are the things that they try to identify.
All right, let's keep it moving on. Let's go to Mark, excuse me, in Frederick, Maryland. I love all the podcasts. Earlier this week, Dustin and Andy talked about the depth at the wide receiver position. My spinoff question is this. Do you think Ricky Ronnie is spending some time this offseason creating some 4 and 5 wide receiver packages? Considering the lack of experience at tight end, I think it might be a good option. Moorhead rarely did anything other than 3 wide receivers.
So in football these days, by far the most common personnel grouping is what they call 11 personnel, mm-hmm. which is 1 tight end, 1 running back, and 3 receivers. And there's a bunch of different reasons for that, including you can do the 3-by-1, you can have the tight end come in line, you can move guys more, and usually the team might stay in base personnel if you do that, or even they'll just be in nickel, but they could arguably be in dime because if your tight end's athletic enough, like Gesicki. I think that that's to be determined. I think that they are open probably to 4 receiver sets. I think a lot of it depends on who they think will be more productive, the 4th wide receiver or whoever the starting tight end is.
The young tight end.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's how they look at it. Right? If you had to guess right now at tight end, Bob, what are you thinking?
If I had to guess, it would be John Holland, but it is it's a shaky vote of confidence. He looks really good. Look at him in the strength and conditioning. You just wonder why he wasn't on the field. I don't know. You haven't seen enough of Nick Bowers, and I just think it's too soon for the young tight ends or Danny Dalton. So they might. That's another reason why I keep talking about Tommy Stevens. I just don't know that they have the answer at tight end right now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tommy Stevens gets some reps there. And that's a good question because they could end up doing a little more 4 receiver set, and they've got, well, I guess they don't have Charles anymore, but Juwan's big enough too that
they got. Yeah, that was another question.
Don't forget about Shorter.
Justin Shorter is a true freshman. I'm gonna go with that as the best question.
You're gonna go with?
I thought you were going with Atlanta.
No, last one.
All right,
the last one. The best,
Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick,
Matt,
Maryland.
Or Mark, I think
Mark in Frederick, Maryland. Yeah. All right, your question wins this week.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, it's good. Yep.
Because that is a good. It's a legitimate. Let's put it this way. I don't know what they're gonna do, Mark, but I think they are legitimately having those conversations about, hey, if we don't know how quickly these tight ends are, like Gesicki was going to play.
Right.
Gesicki was going to be on the field. But there's no promises to the other tight ends. You know, they haven't proven that they're worth it.
All right, that'll do it, Mark. In Frederick, Maryland, 409tailgateclub.com gift box is coming your way. That'll do it for Ask Ross this week. Thanks for your questions. We'll do it again next week. Coming up, we're going to do a little NFL Combine Roundtable. Stick with us. We'll be right back, quarter number 4.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.